twisting, trying, or trusting? It's important to bear in mind that we all have a tendency to ignore or deny the truth, as we learned in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. Historically, there have been three different responses to God's truth. We can express these in three words: twist, try, or trust. Twist. This is what many people do. They twist the truth. They say that evil is only imaginary, or that God is not paying attention to us. They deny what our consciences are telling us. Or they say that a loving God can't possibly mean what he says in his word. According to Romans 1, verses 18 through 20, people do this to avoid the devastating realization that they have no excuse for ignoring the living God who loves us. Try. This is what even more people do. When they begin to understand God's righteous standard, they try to comply. They do so in their own strength, assuming that they have what it takes to be as good as God. Almost all of the religions of the world are about trying to do things to get close to God, but that is not what the Bible is about. God's word guides you to the third choice: trust. This is where the Bible will lead you to, learning where and how to place your faith in what God has promised you is true. As it says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Believe it or not, the religious leaders of Jesus' time wanted to kill him because he told them the truth. You can read about this for yourself in John chapter 7. They wanted to twist the truth for their own purposes. Why? It was because they had been teaching a religion of try to comply, and their teaching left the people empty and without hope. They even used some verses from the Bible to try to control the people. But Jesus taught those leaders and the people around him how to trust. He said, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine," the teaching, "whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." John chapter 7 and verse 17. Jesus was teaching us all about why and how to approach God as he reasons with us about this earthly life, evil, and eternity. If you find your why, you will find your way. So bear this in mind as you seek to have your talk with the Lord. You might be tempted to twist what he says or try to comply in your own selfish way. But if you will humbly listen to him, he will lead you to trust him. In Psalm 119, verse 18, King David asked the Lord to open his eyes so that he could behold wonderful things out of God's law. Before you read on, why not ask the Lord to do the same thing for you?